This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli participating in general debate of the 79th session of UN General Assembly. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba addresses ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement, calls attention of the world community for Nepali student Bipin Joshi's release from Hamas captivity. International Monetary Fund says Nepal's economy shows early signs of recovery, and Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon kill at least 558 people since Monday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli is participating in the general debate of the 79th session of the UN General Assembly that is now underway. Prime Minister Oli is in the US leading a Nepali delegation to the UN General Assembly in New York. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has urged the Nepali youths living abroad to return home and create employment opportunities. Prime Minister Oli, who is leading a Nepali delegation to the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, clarified at the World Leaders Forum organized by Columbia University that the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali has been put forward to eradicate poverty and ensure the right of all to live with dignity.
Over the past few decades, we have made substantial strides in improving the socio-economic conditions of our people. As we look to the future, our national aspiration remains the guiding mantra, prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. This vision aims to create a society where poverty is eradicated. All are benefited from development and every individual lives with dignity and hope.
Speaking as the keynote speaker at a dialogue on Nepal's journey of democracy and economic development, Prime Minister Oli said there is only the data of students and youths who have gone abroad from Nepal, but not that of returnees. Noting that the government has brought out programs such as small-scale industries and start-ups for employment opportunities, Prime Minister Oli urged the youth to unite in nation-building as he was clear that the country could not transform without the youth.
Most of the youth who are going outside, they are going for job. So they will be back. People talk about the rush in the airport. Equally, people are going outside and coming back too. So we are trying to develop entrepreneurship and startup projects and trying to attract the youth. We are trying to create new startups and entrepreneurship.
Saying that he was leading a government with two major parliamentary parties that had played a decisive role in Nepal's democratic movement, Prime Minister Oli said he had a resolution to maintain good governance and transparency. Likewise, addressing the Lead Free Future partnership launch and pledging event organized by USAID and UNICEF, Prime Minister Oli expressed solidarity with the lead-free campaign. He said that Nepal has already understood that the use of lead has affected the health of children. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli clarified that Nepal has been implementing the policy of freeing lead from its use with the understanding that it has affected the health of children and recently brought a bill related to food security in the parliament. US President Joe Biden's wife, Dr. Jill Biden, the president of Dominica and the president of Malawi, among others, also spoke on the occasion. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has pledged to open the Consulate General of Nepal in the western region of the US, California, soon. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba, who is in the New York of the USA in connection with attending the 79th United Nations General Assembly, has urged the global community to take initiatives for the safe release of a Nepali student, Bipin Joshi, who is believed to be in the captivity of the extremist group Hamas. Addressing the ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement on Monday, she called attention of the world community for Joshi's release. Minister Rana said Nepal is eagerly waiting for Bipin Joshi's release and wanted the world community to support in this cause. 10 Nepalese lost their lives in Hamas assault on Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. Hamas had taken Joshi captive after the attack. Earlier, Minister Rana also had a meeting with the Under Secretary General of the United Nations in Department of Operational Support, Atul Khare. The New York-based Nepali mission said the Monday's meeting discussed various aspects of the UN-Nepal relations and cooperation. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Rana highlighted Nepal's ongoing progress in reproductive health and safe motherhood, addressing a high-level meeting of women political leaders in New York on Monday. The minister underscored Nepal's significant progress in reproductive health and safe motherhood compared to the past. A meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee of the Federal Parliament on Tuesday disapproved the recommendation of Ramkrishna Bhattrai for an ambassadorial appointment. The government proposed Bhattrai for the ambassador to Sri Lanka. When the committee was seeking the bachelor's degree certificate of the nominee to find him academically eligible for the appointment, the proposed candidate himself applied for the withdrawal of the recommendation today itself. The meeting unanimously unaccepted the nomination. According to the committee member Shyam Ghimire, the recommendation was disapproved based on the application from the proposed candidate. In the application, he stated that he was unable to furnish the documents as demanded by the committee. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said Nepal's economy is showing early signs of recovery. Ms. Sarwat Jahan-led IMF staff team conducted a visit in Kathmandu from the 11th to 22nd of the September in 2024, discussed recent macroeconomic developments and the implementation of the Extended Credit Facility, ECF, supported program. According to Jahan, incoming high-frequency data shows import growth is entering into positive territory, tax collections are improving, and public investment is picking up. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, has directed the bodies concerned to complete the construction activities of Trishuli 3B Hub substation and transmission line soon. Carrying out on-site visit of the substation today, Minister Khadka urged the body is concerned to complete the construction activities soon by resolving problems surfaced in course of expansion of the transmission line. The energy minister stressed on even recruiting more human resources as the state have to bear a huge loss every day following the delay in the activities of expansion of the transmission line. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The Israeli military says it has conducted a targeted strike in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. However, details are said to be still emerging. Meanwhile, the BBC cited Lebanon's health ministry as saying 558 people have been killed, including 50 children, in Israeli strikes since Monday. Thousands of people are said to be fleeing southern Lebanon, with families crammed into cars and gridlocked traffic on the road to Beirut. Monday was the deadliest day in Lebanon since the end of the civil war in 1990. Attacks on both sides of the border have escalated and fears of an all-out regional conflict have grown since a series of exploding device attacks on Hezbollah members. India has reported its first case with the new mpox strain that has triggered a public health emergency alert by the World Health Organization, WHO, Reuters reports. Called Clade 1B, the new variant is highly transmissible and has been linked to the mpox outbreak in Africa. According to media reports, the strain has been detected in a 38-year-old man from the southern state of Kerala who returned from Dubai recently. Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, is a contagious virus that can cause painful skin lesions. The WHO declared mpox a public health emergency in Africa in August. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Paschim Province and other few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli participating in general debate of the 79th session of UN General Assembly. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba addresses ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement, calls attention of the world community for Nepali student Bipin Joshi's release from Hamas captivity. International Monetary Fund says Nepal's economy shows early signs of recovery. And Israeli strike on southern Lebanon kill at least 558 people since Monday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.